Every year, Brad and Kate spend the holidays avoiding their families.
No flights are coming in and no flights are going out.
This isn't happening. Do you have a sister airline?
No, I'm sorry.
How about a cousin airline?
No, we don't.
How about like an airline that your airline's felt up before?
But this year...
Where are you headed for the holidays?
They'll be forced to celebrate...
Hi, Mom.
It's my dad.
They just saw us on the news.
With all of them.
Okay, he's gonna give you a big hug when he sees you, Mom.
I'm not hugging anybody.
He's very excited about the hug.
From New Line Cinema.
We just gotta get through these four Christmases as quickly and as painlessly as possible.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Good to see you, Mom.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Hey, these are my brothers, Denver and Dallas.
You must be Orlando's girl.
Orlando?
We're all named after the cities that we were conceived in.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hello.
And holy Mary, Mother, and Joseph.
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
I am Adam.
And I'm Melissa.
And this is Below Freezing, a podcast in which we talk about films that have a Rotten Tomatoes score of 32% or less. And let us be among the first to wish you a happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Or, happy Hanukkah.
Or just, I know, or just like happy time away from work and with your family, right? I mean.
Or not with your family, whichever makes them happy.
Exactly, right? if we are preaching the gospel of this movie, it's about doing what makes you feel good. And the movie, of course, which we're talking about is not one, not two, not even three, but four Christmases.
Because that's what happens when you meet somebody who also has divorced parents.
Are we going to... Now, we'll save the divorce chat for later in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, who picked this movie and why?
Well, you picked it.
I guess I did.
Let's podcast tonight, and then you had to pick a movie.
And you had one in mind. I guess we can say what it was, because
we can't do it.
So it's The Holiday, which I haven't seen.
I have, and I liked it. It has a great...
As a great core cast. Four, exactly. But it didn't meet the parameters. So instead, I went with a movie that... I am pretty sure I bought this when I was in Washington at Silver Platters for like $3, because I was like, I think this fits the criteria. Lo and behold,
it did. And it's our first holiday movie.
Well, definitely of the season.
Yeah.
So there's four screenwriters. I'm not going to get into that, but this is directed by a guy named Seth Gordon. Seth Gordon was not the original person in line to direct it, and now this is just great podcasting now where I forget who the original guy was who was supposed to direct it. Needless to say, it wasn't this guy, but Seth Gordon has worked quite a bit as a director, as I vamp now to see what he has directed.
I just thought of what this movie is missing.
So, babe, this is not our first time that we have... we've talked about Seth Gordon.
Okay, that name sounds familiar.
Well, let me give you some other things that he's done just so you got it, okay. Right? You know, so he's directed some episodes of Parks and Rec.
Okay, great.
The Office, yes. Modern Family. He was the director of Horrible Bosses, which is a movie we enjoy. He is also the director of a former episode of Below Freezing, Baywatch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this guy.
He's got a kind of movie in his back pocket.
Yeah.
A certain kind of comedy, if you will. So who's in this movie? So our two leads, we have Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. Reese playing Kate and Vince playing Brad or Orlando, which is his given name.
Bradford.
Short for Brad. I don't know too many Bradfords. In my life.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Do you know any Bradfords?
No.
Okay, I don't either. So then now let's talk about the families of our leads.
Okay.
So, and let's go, we'll kind of go chronologically, because when we get into the breaking down this movie, it basically works out where they're visiting four different houses on Christmas. So the first house is Brad's dad's house. His dad, played by Academy Award winner Robert Duvall. I should say Reese Witherspoon, also an Academy Award winner.
What did Robert Duvall win for?
So Robert Duvall won for Best Actor for a movie called Tender Mercies, which is
I've never heard it.
I have not seen.
Oh,
of course,
awesome.
We own it, but we have not seen it. So that could be something that, you know, we fire up tomorrow. We won't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you
guys will talk about it on 1001 by One.
I actually don't think it's in the book.
But I mean, maybe a good recommend.
Do I need to air out the number of movies that I own that just straight up haven't seen? It's a lot. It's a big number.
Yeah.
So someday, of course. Vince Vaughn has two brothers. We meet them. One is named Denver. He's played by Jon Favreau. And one is named Dallas. He's played by Tim McGraw.
And I knew it right away.
I definitely did not.
It was the second time we saw him, because I was going to say, is that Tim McGraw the first time we saw him? But it was very brief. And I was like, I definitely know what Tim McGraw looks like with facial hair.
I only know him from two other movies. He is he's like a bad dad in Friday Night Lights. And then he's a good dad in another football movie, The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I know.
Okay. We're kind of sidetracking, but I know you have IMDb open.
Okay.
When I was in Washington, Michelle told me, my sister, she said she loved the show Faith Hill and him were on. That just aired or something?
Okay. They were in a show together.
Yeah. She said it was really good. And I was like, wait, what? And then I just kind of stopped.
Okay. So it looks like Tim McGraw was in 1883, which is the Yellowstone spinoff.
Okay. Because my mom was talking about Yellowstone and asked if I've
and
seen it. And I
Faith
said no.
Hill, and it certainly looks like they play a couple in the show.
I heard, well, first of all, my family says Yellowstone is phenomenal. We need to watch it.
Yes.
And
sure.
1883.
Yeah.
I heard that he was really good in that.
I would say Yellowstone is the most popular show in the country. I mean, it appeals to a wide audience. But, and then 1883, and then I think it's 19. There are two spinoffs of it.
And the lead actor in Yellowstone, Kevin Costner, I guess, isn't coming back to the final season
for Yellowstone. This isn't Yellowstone speculation.
No, I'm just
time.
This is what I
and
heard.
This is also way out of my depth because I haven't seen a single second of the show.
Well, this is what my family was talking about when I was home.
Good for you. Good for them.
I couldn't partake.
Good
in the conversation
for Kevin Costner. Yeah. I'm sure he's doing well. So those are his brothers. And then if we go chronologically, then we meet Reese Witherspoon's mom, who was played by Academy Award winner Mary Steenburgen. We also meet her sister, Courtney, played by the very talented Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes. Casting right there.
Oh, sure. Oh,
two
they
small
look
blondes
very,
that totally could be siblings.
And it's the way that, I think, who knows if it was in the screenplay or not, because, there was four credited screenwriters, but you got to imagine there was a lot of riffing going on. Mm-hmm. And the Colleen... Calling Reese Witherspoon tiny, Robert Duvall doing that, very funny.
I wonder if that was just something. With these kind of movies, when you watch it, you're like, I wonder how much was improv'd or that
well,
they kept.
Well, I'll get into that in a second. But they had to play into it because the cover of the Blu-ray, Reese Witherspoon is standing on four boxes to get as tall as Vince Vaughn.
Oh my
gosh. So they're clearly playing into the fact that he's a giant man and she is a tiny woman. Okay, so that's Reese's mom's side. Then we meet Vince Vaughn's mom, Academy Award winner, Sissy Spacek.
Yes.
I don't know the name of the guy, but I do love the fact that Sissy Spacek is dating
his best friend. Childhood best friend.
It is very funny to me.
God.
And then we meet Reese Witherspoon's dad by our last Academy Award winner, John Voight.
So are all the parents Academy Award winners?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's...
Plus Reese Witherspoon.
Pretty cool.
Yes. So five Academy Award winners are in this thing. I also want to really quickly, Carol Kane is in this as Reese's aunt. The wonderfully weird Dwight Yoakam is in this as Pastor Phil. And I think we... Now, I'm going to look her up, and this is bad podcasting, but Katie Mixon plays Susan. Now, she is the wife of Jon Favreau's character.
I liked her.
Now, she has been in things before. She's wonderfully Southern in her yes. delivery, and I want to say I know her from.
She looked familiar.
Oh, so she has a very small role in Hell or High Water. Remember Hell or High Water?
Oh,
that's a good movie.
Yes, I like that movie.
Let's see. She's also been on episodes of Mike and Molly. She has a voice in The Minions. Not as prolific as I think in my mind. I think that she is. You know what? I don't want to scroll down anymore. I thought she was in Sideways, and I'm looking, and I'm wrong. But anyway, but she's been in things, and she's recognizable, and yeah. she's good too. Okay. So I skipped over the what do we drink, and I think I skipped over it because it says what do we drink to get through this, and I didn't feel that way at all.
No, I didn't.
But we'll get into that in a moment. So you were drinking I know the brand. If you don't,
It starts with an F.
It does. It's Fetzer.
Fetzer. Thank yes. you. And I am drinking I always say it wrong.
Well, I think if you said Gewürztraminer, that would be okay. But I think if you do the German, it'd be like Gewürz. Yes.
Gewürztraminer.
How is that? Is it good?
It is really good. Nice. Yeah. Nice. You filled up my glass, so I'm drinking it with a straw. A little weird.
You told me to fill up your glass, and I poured the rest of the bottle, and okay. it literally went right to the tip top. Sorry about that. I don't know what that was. I am drinking a red blend from a sexually suggestive brand, Ménage à Trois, something that I will not be engaging in tonight at all.
No, never in your life. There.
That joke went exactly where I thought it should have gone. So we're good. We're good there. Okay.
Only in your dreams, babe. And I'll still probably kill
it. A lot of cold showers. Okay. So not a whole lot of awards to speak of. It was up at the Kids' Choice Awards. Reese Witherspoon was up for favorite movie actress. She lost. She lost to what I would say is the appropriate win for the Kids' Choice Awards, and that was Vanessa Hudgens for High School Musical 3.
Three.
Yeah, we're a little bit further along, but that's
okay.
That's where we are. Now, this is the first of two guessing games where Melissa tries to guess a lot of numbers related to budget, box office, things like that. So what do you think the budget was?
This is difficult because now we have 5 Academy Award winners.
Yes. I should say, though, too, because this is like another new guessing game, just when you guess numbers. What year do you think this movie was made?
This was hard because at first I said, was this made in 2013? And then I really looked at like Reese Witherspoon's face and was like, although she looks the same. You know what made me think it was like
younger?
Less?
Yeah, what?
It was her mom.
Mary Steenburgen?
Yeah, and she looks phenomenal like now, but she looked like younger.
A little younger,
so I was like,
sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I wrote 2005, but you're saying High School Musical 3.
Oh, ooh, you're doing some good math, some movie math here. I like this. This is great. So what are you locking in as your answer?
When did High School Musical 2 come out?
You're asking the wrong person.
2005, I think.
Great. Okay.
Let's say 2007.
2008. Very close.
Okay, when did High School Musical 2 come out? Check really quick. I just need to know how close I am.
2007 was
the
two.
Second one?
Yes.
Oh, wow. They made those back to back.
2006, 2007, 2008.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There you go. Are you happy now?
I just thought I was going to be closer, but clearly not.
Okay. So the budget. How big of a budget do you think this movie had?
Oh, this is hard because don't they pay more for people?
They did get actors of quality. Yes. You're absolutely right.
Okay. I'm going to say they have a budget of $16 million. Is that low?
$16 million.
Yeah.
$16 million. If you had said $60 million, you still would have been shy. It's $80 million.
$80 million.
Oh, now, here's the thing. For a non-period piece comedy like this,
yes.
that is a huge budget.
That's a lot of money.
So
I really need to change my notes here at the beginning where I say never guess less than $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
What should I really say? Never guess less than.
No. That is a good note to have. Unless we're doing like a Vinegar Syndrome movie.
Okay.
That is. Don't erase that note.
Okay.
That's still a prime note. I just think, babe, trust me. If I was doing this guessing game, I would have also been off. Like even taking into the fact that there were. This is an 88 minute movie.
Right. Okay.
So
they didn't travel.
No.
This was in California.
Yes.
It was on set.
So no, it was not on set. It was on location. Would be.
Same.
That's the term. No, it's not the same.
So locations when they're not on set.
Yes. On set would be like
in the studios.
Yeah, there it is.
And they built like Friends. We're on set.
Yes.
In Friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Good for you. So the budget was
now
$80 million.
Now I need to write studio and location.
So opening weekend, how much money do you think this movie made?
Okay, it was $80 million.
Just opening weekend.
Okay, just opening weekend. I'm gonna say $16 million.
Okay, 31.
Shit.
31 okay. million. In the U.S., at the end of its U.S. run, how much money do you think it made?
84.
120.
Holy cow.
So then worldwide.
Worldwide, I'd say 150.
That was your 164.
Okay.
164. And this is, we did Planet of the Apes last time, and that was the 10th highest grossing. This was the 21st highest grossing film, which is still pretty good, between The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Wow.
And Bolt, which was the animated movie.
Balto.
Bolt.
Isn't Bolt like Balto?
No. Balto is a dog, like a snowy story about
Alaska dog.
No, two different movies.
Oh,
different.
Bolt, so Bolt is about a dog.
Yes,
it's fast.
It's like a soup. Yes, there you go. You're doing some.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
Whoa.
I was gonna read something from Roger Ebert's review, but it was very idiosyncratic, and he didn't like it. So instead, I pulled A.O. Scott. A.O. Scott is the chief critic for the New York Times, right? Big magazine.
Okay.
He liked this movie. His review starts out, "Every holiday season, either out of respect for tradition or sheer spite, at least one Hollywood studio is sure to release a drippily sentimental, gratiatingly cheerful comedy, indigestible as a fruitcake and disposable as wrapping paper. All appearances to the contrary, Four Christmases is not this year's version. Yes, it follows a charming mismatched couple on a sentimental journey involving presents, family, and the sharing of food and feelings. But the picture, briskly directed by Seth Gordon from a snappy, many-authored script, is refreshingly tart and lean, forging the usual schmaltz and syrup. Don't get the wrong idea. Four Christmases isn't anything astonishing, but at 86 minutes divided into four farcical set pieces plus necessary exposition, denouement, and interstitial drive time, it's an efficient and stress-free entertainment package. For the audience, that is, the main characters seem pretty miserable most of the time, which is as it should be." I'm not even going to do a plot review really, because that was great. Nails it.
Yeah.
So our last guessing game. It is the time where Melissa tries to guess the critical and audience Rotten Tomato scores. Here is the blurb. This one's short. "Despite a strong cast, this sour holiday comedy suffers a hackneyed script." So.
Wow.
Critical.
That's completely different than what we just heard.
Exactly. Critical and then audience.
Okay. Critical. I said 27.
Mm-hmm.
Audience, I said 61.
Okay. You said 27.
Yes.
For critical, 25.
Wow.
Pretty close. A little lower.
Okay.
You said 61?
Yeah. It's not higher.
It's lower.
It's
47.
Whoa.
Now I think we should make before, I'm going to have just a few trivia things really quick.
Okay.
But I think we should lead off with this. And I don't want to speak for you, so I'll speak for me, and then you can jump off of this.
Awesome.
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie.
Oh, I absolutely enjoyed this movie.
So I maybe just wanted to get that out there now.
Yeah. No, this was a great movie to watch with you, my husband.
Ah, thanks, wife.
Somebody who I've been with for 20 years.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit.
We've had many Christmases.
You know, I think that's next October, by the way, will be 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck a duck. We sound much older than we are, but we're not.
We're very young.
30s.
I'm going to be turning 36 in a few weeks.
Yes. Okay.
Anyways. Well, so.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed this movie.
Yes.
The way they set it up, I thought these two were married. I thought they were already married before we hear that they're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
Because, can I just get into it? Like,
sure.
What were you going?
No. Okay. I was.
They start off and they.
Oh, they're at some bar.
They're at some bar.
Yeah.
And you know that they're a couple in the movie, but at this point in time, you're like, maybe this is before. Maybe this is how they meet.
Is this like game night? Is it the meet cute?
Right.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
So, you know, they're talking and they don't get along. And then all of a sudden they're having sex in the bathroom and then they leave. And then, you know, you find out that they're doing a dance together. And it was that scene. That scene, the dance class scene had me. I knew I was going to love this movie. Because, so they're sitting there and they're talking to the other married couples and the other married, or the soon to be, the engaged.
Yeah.
When's your wedding date? And at first I thought they were going to be like, oh, we're already married.
That's, I thought that's where we were going to go too. Yeah.
That's where the route I thought they were going to go, because they were like, we enjoy, we just love doing things together. Mm-hmm. And it immediately made me go, oh my God, do Adam and I actually now have a like on screen couple that is like, because
they actually enjoy doing things
they
together.
They want to do things together.
And I was with you. And I thought the wrinkle was just going to be the kid thing, right? But the fact that they weren't just kidless, but that they weren't married, I was like, oh, okay. So they're really, and it seems like 3 years, because that's how many Christmases has passed since they've seen their families.
And it's the first time they're meeting families, which I also thought was interesting. So it really was a whole lot. But that's kind of where I wanted to say I jumped in. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm watching this with Adam, and we finally have an on-screen couple that we could be like, wow, they too also like each other.
Yes. Well, and it's so funny. Like, not that we wouldn't do a dance class like they're doing a dance class. Obviously, the thing that they're working with that we're not is that we have kids and they don't, right? But, like, I think given, like, if we were single, and it was funny, I thought a lot about like the first 2 years of grad school, when I was in grad school, and like we were the most active in terms of like a social life.
Yeah.
And we had a core group of friends, but like it was just the two of us, and we didn't have to fly back home. And it wasn't that we didn't want to see family, but like it was just us.
Yeah.
And we were just doing our thing.
Yeah.
And that was, it was very reminiscent watch. And I think their characters are older than we would have been at that age, but still, like, there was something very, very nice, very pleasant about seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've never role played. I've never called you a bitch and a slut in a bar.
Oh my God. When she, going back to that initial scene, one of the first lines I wrote down was when Reese Witherspoon looks at him and goes, I want a man whose hand does not shake when he puts it up my shirt. And you get that. That's maybe one of the first 10 lines you hear in the movie. And I'm like, oh yeah. We're going to like this movie. Like, I just felt like we were going to like it. And then it's immediately followed by that line where he's like, listen, bitch.
Yeah.
It was great. And then when they're in the car on the way back from that and they're like, how'd I do? How did you like this character? How'd you like this character? Oh, I did. And he's like, yeah, I went with an angry cowboy who drives a minivan. Like, I don't know. The first, 15 minutes of this movie, these two and they're on stage – or sorry, scene, on camera,
on
chemistry.
Chemistry.
Screen. That's the word I'm looking for.
It's all good.
I just knew I was going to love it because I really like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, well, and it's funny too, because I think where – and we talk – it's so funny because I was thinking about other episodes we've done in the past. And I honestly thought about – I thought a lot about Drillbit Taylor – as we were watching this, because there's that whole kind of generation of actors, right? It was Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, both Wilson brothers, you know, like they were all over these movies, right? And the thing about Owen Wilson that I've never really liked is that there's an uber confidence that Owen Wilson has that I don't like.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn is very self-deprecating, like I feel like he's kind of a lovable dork.
Oh, he's a goober. He's a total goober. Like, he's so, this tall, tall.
Can we talk about, I want to talk about Vince Vaughn for a moment, because I've thought this for a while, but this movie really showcased this. And I want to preface this by saying that I also like Vince Vaughn as an actor.
Okay.
But he is not a ripped dude. He's a fairly big, like, tall, but he's a large man. He's not fit. He's got a bit of a tummy. But, like, as a gentleman with a bit of a tummy, I'm like, I love that not everybody we fucking see on screen has to be a fucking Avenger. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like, and he's not confident like Owen Wilson is confident. He's just a guy. He's just a guy who's funny and, like, because of the way that he talks and the way that he acts, I can buy him being in a relationship with Reese Witherspoon, yeah. if that makes sense. Like, I like seeing that on screen, because I feel like too often it's like, we got to have this scene where there's a reason why the guy takes his shirt off and he's got like 17 abs. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's like,
well,
this is.
How do you think it feels to be a woman watching anything?
Okay. I understand. I'm also just trying to, I'm just shouting out a moment where, yeah. like, because now, I think this is fine. Like, on the flip side, I'm sure there's a compelling reason why Reese Witherspoon is as fit as she is, right? It's a fucking stupid, shitty system, and she probably feels like she has to eat this or work out that or whatever, right? I just wanted to say, like, I like yes. seeing the contrary. I like yes. seeing the other thing.
Yes.
That's it. It's well, not fair to anybody right. who feels like they have to do it, but I just like that because they even make a joke about, like, he doesn't miss a meal. Sissy Spacek like pats his belly. And like, yeah. I was like, yes, great. Look, and we're not shaming him. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No.
Where do we go from there? I know I've.
I'm literally going through my head being like, okay, in what movie does somebody go and she never misses a meal and they pat her belly?
Well, and in fact,
it would be in a movie. It would be like Bridesmaids when they're making fun of somebody because they're overweight or
but,
something. You
but
know
see,
what I mean?
Like, actually, but this movie, I think that, and I'm not getting to your question yet, but I think that, because we now ask, like, what is this movie missing? I think, and this movie is lean. Like we said, it is 86 minutes. It is, like, I think it's enjoyable anyway, but it doesn't outstay its welcome.
Yeah.
I think that the fat camp stuff when she was a kid, if I was going to axe anything, it's that. Because it doesn't really pay off.
It doesn't. It's kind of like, the lesbian thing I thought was funny, but yeah, the fact that she's like this fat baby and
well, and
I
that's
know.
And
I think it was just adding to what secrets can
yeah,
she have?
Yeah, sure,
but
exactly.
I mean, it's Reese Witherspoon. I mean, she probably had no like. I mean, she's just for I love her as an actress, and yeah. I think she's. I love seeing her in funny stuff because like she just seems like the most humble, funny person.
Well,
like,
and I think. She's got her career has proven that she can really do any kind of movie.
Yeah.
Because she's done serious stuff. She's done dramatic stuff.
She was like amazing in Walk the Line.
Her Academy yeah. Award win. But then she's also, it's not like she hasn't done Legally Blonde or Four Christmases or
right.
Sweet Home Alabama. Like she has this other.
Did I make you watch Sweet Home Alabama?
I've never seen Sweet Home Alabama. Never seen it.
Babe. Oh my gosh. Oh.
I don't know what to say.
There's
I mean,
a lot of movies I need to watch with you.
You still haven't seen 2001: A Space Odyssey. Like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna? Are we gonna go tit for tat? Trade off like your movies and my movies?
No.
No?
That's not how this relationship works.
I have a 10-hour Holocaust documentary that we can watch at any time. It's called Shoah. It's Criterion Collection. We could.
Great.
And then we'll watch your very short Sweet Home Alabama.
Awesome.
That seems
okay.
fair, right? Mm. Anyways.
So right off the bat, you know, they do not want. Their whole thing is we don't do Christmases with our families because we both come from divorced families
yes.
and our families are crazy. So we are going to say we're going to go help like build houses.
Well,
and there's like a
whatever
whole story
their,
every time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
And so what did he say on the way to the airport? He said something like you can't spell families.
Oh, you can't spell families without lies. Yeah.
Trust me. Try it. Something is what he says.
Yep.
And so that's their whole thing is it's our families are awful. So we need to go have Christmas together. And OK. Let's just start this conversation because we knew it was going to happen. My parents have been together. They're happily married. They've been together since the dawn of time. And
that's a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Christmases for us growing up, like my mom's family always lived in California, but my dad's family, they lived near us. So we would do like Christmas Eve dinner at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas Day was always at our house because that's where the kids were. And it was just like open presents, gifts, kids played with presents. Like that was it.
Sure.
We didn't have like it was just like a dinner and they lived literally right up the street from us. So it would be like dinner at 5:00. We were there at like 3:00. And
sure.
It was nice, short, sweet, you know, there weren't any other kids. It was just me and my sisters and then like my aunt an uncle. So it was small, but we were with family.
Mm-hmm.
So I never experienced this crazy family, whatever. It's just like, to me, Christmases were, because my sisters and I would just like hang out together and then
yeah,
go home. Like, yeah. I never experienced that.
Well, yeah. Well, so my parents are divorced, and they've been divorced since the dawn of time.
There you go.
So how I got here is, you know, that's a real interesting question. But no, and so yeah, there was always, and because my mom met my stepdad when I was pretty young, we were somewhere one day and another place the other day. And if my mom's parents, so if my grandma and grandpa, who normally were in Arizona at the time, if they were up in the state, if they're up in Washington, then that threw a real wrinkle because
you had to see
it was
everybody.
Another thing. Yes. And there was no, and then as soon as I could start driving, that's when I didn't notice it so much as a kid, because you're okay. Just shuffled from place to place.
Right.
But when I was 16 and I started like trafficking my sister, like, okay, we're going down to see dad, and then we're going to see dad's side, and then we're coming back up, and then we're going to Nance, like. And then when I started dating you, which was also in high school,
yes.
There was another wrinkle because I was
all
over the place.
Oh my gosh. And that's where I really first was introduced to
chaotic Christmas.
Holy cow. Yeah. But I just remember it was like the first Christmas that we were dating, and you were like, I'm going to come out and see you. And I'm like, it's Christmas Day. You don't have to come out and see me. And you were like,
no, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come see you. And my little sister was little.
She was young.
And so you came out early. You watched me and my family open presents. And
I was probably to your place by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you left and you started your day. And I had no clue that first Christmas what your day actually was.
Oh,
until
yeah. Which
I started coming with you.
For the record, which is why, and I hate to say this, I love my family, but like the 3 years that we were in Indiana was like, oh my God. I mean, I could just wake up on this day and not do anything. Like, that was amazing.
It's crazy. And I know we're talking about, like, we're supposed to talk about a movie, but our fucking podcast, and we're going to talk about our life because we can. And anyways, so we did that for a while, for a few years, you know, we went out.
The going everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Right after I graduated, we moved in together. So it was Christmas morning was always at my parents' house because that's just what...
It's just what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Eve was always at the St. John's, your dad's. We did that.
Yeah. Well, yes.
And then
Christmas
dinner
was usually at
Nancy's.
And, yes. Yeah.
And it was a lot. And we did that. Oh, my gosh. We did that for so long. But yeah, when we moved to Indiana, so many people were like, are you going back for Christmas? And it was just so... My parents didn't force us to come back. Like, at that point, it was kind of like, you don't have to come back for Christmas. And I think that's... I don't want to say it's the times we live in, because I know so many people that still go back, and like, that's great. But I truly love that it was just us and we started our own. Like, I would work Christmas Day because I would let like other people
and
off.
You worked at a hotel. So it's like like it was closed.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would work like the late shift so I can get off early, and then we would go see double features. Mm-hmm. That's what we did.
Yep.
I don't know. I just so. This whole jumping from four houses in one day, I was like, people do this.
Now,
I'm sure there are many people out there that do this. My husband did three.
I will say that like this, it does feel, there were not, okay. So visiting four homes in a day, that doesn't seem far-fetched to me.
Oh, but the events that they were doing
I think the two things specifically that made me go, there is not enough time in the day for this, was... Well, the installing the satellite, but going to church and being a part of a production, I'm going to tell you right now, them doing Mary and Joseph, hands down,
best
I thought it was
part.
The funniest fucking part of this movie. Vince Vaughn Feely Joseph
was
my God. Hysterical. And this is the, and maybe.
We're losing him. We're losing him.
I'm going to say your line.
Yeah. Good thing I memorized your lines too.
He just starts vamping.
Oh my God.
It was great. And at the end when he poses and then starts like hip thrusting, I was like, this is wonderful. This is really is so goddamn funny.
That scene reminded me of that. Like, you would be Joseph. Mm. You would have been him.
Yeah.
You would have done that. I would have, if I was put on the spot, to learn something, I would have messed up or something, and you would have saved me. Not been as much of a dick as he was, but you would have. What made me go, oh my gosh, these two, they definitely know each other for so long. Because when it ends and she gets off the stage and she's just like, and he goes and touches the top of her head.
Oh,
like,
my God.
There was something about just that little movement that he did where I was like, oh my God, this is.
That was very funny.
And I feel like you do that to me quite a bit.
Tap your head?
I think there are moments where if you know, like, how do I say this? There are moments where I'm definitely shorter than you. Like, I'm shorter than you. But gotcha, there are certain moments where it's like, I somehow feel much shorter than you.
Yes.
And it's like a tap tap.
Yes. You're short.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
So I starred a couple of notes. And I starred one that I'm sure that you did too. But and I know that you clock this, you verbally clock this, and it's when we're at Vince Vaughn's dad's house.
Okay.
And
safe word, mistletoe.
Mistletoe, that's a safe word. And Vince Vaughn is holding the baby because he's like been bit, and it goes slow motion and Reese Witherspoon
sees him from the other room, and I was just I'm like, so at this point we know that they're dating. They don't have kids. They're meeting
families
for the
first time. They don't want
kids. Right.
Yes.
And it's that moment where he's holding the baby and she sees it. And yeah, slow motion. And it looks so natural. He's so natural with that baby. And she's just kind of like, wait, what? Like, I always wanted kids. You didn't. And it was every moment there was a child around, like an infant, always locked eyes with you. And you were so good to that infant. You were so sweet and kind. Like,
because it wasn't mine. You know what I mean?
But like when a woman sees that, it's like, oh, okay. Like, so that was a great moment in the movie to have that in this movie.
Yeah, very true to life.
Really needed that because every couple has had something like this at some point. Yes. You know what I mean?
And which, of course, that moment is almost violently upended when the satellite pulls up the TV and Reese Witherspoon bangs this kid's head into a door. It was very funny.
Oh my gosh. So the dad's house, I think that was phenomenal. Like, that started off strong.
Yes. Yeah.
Just with the brothers.
Oh my God. The one upping the Xbox versus the flashlight. There's no Santa. That was all. Yeah.
Like, it was, you hear the dad say, Oh, that's what it was. So they're like, we got you a satellite. And he's like, what is this shit? And they're like, someone's going to come install it next week. And he's like, I don't need a sex predator coming into my house, sniffing my underwear or feeling my underwear or whatever. I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, this house. Like, it's like, I just feel like they really set up. Obviously, these are big characters.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this is the first of four houses.
Yes.
You're not going to start with the craziest first.
No,
or maybe you would.
No, I think this makes sense. Well, and it makes sense too because it's the only – Robert Duvall's character is the only one that comes full circle. And like kind of comes back at the end.
So then the next house we show up, Kate's mom's house.
Yes.
Which she goes – this is known as the Cougar Den.
The Cougar Den, yep.
Grandma.
Grandma was winking and all,
oh my
all
gosh,
into
what
it.
Did she say? And that little canary that's pulling at your belt, that's my grandma.
That's attached to me. She's like, okay, wink.
Wow. I just think casting this movie. Did you have any notes? Trivia? Did you even get to trivia?
No, because I only skipped over a couple of things. I mean, all I was in the ticketing agent at the airport who said, like, your flight was canceled. That's Peter Billingsley, who's the little boy in A Christmas Story. So I was going to bring that up. Apparently, Reese Witherspoon was
hit. Wait, that's the boy in the pink onesie?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Are his eyes blue in A Christmas Story?
I'm guessing. I don't
know. Because I was like, this guy has gorgeous eyes.
Apparently, Reese Witherspoon was hit in the face with a ceramic plate at some point, requiring stitches, so that delayed shooting for a couple. But I'm going to read this verbatim. Shit. I'm going to read this because I could see this being true, but I could see it being not true. So it says, according to reports, Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn hated each other during filming, though nobody knows why. During production, a number of stories leaked to the press about the tension on set. The Daily News quoted spies who gossiped about the stars' personalities clashing. Vince rolls onto set in the morning, looking like he's just come from a night out, while Reese arrives early, looking camera ready. And apparently, Reese was trying to force Vince into blocking each scene and running through lines, where Vince is more, he's more naturally, he's an ad-libber and wants to play around and see where the scene goes. Apparently, they were supposed to film a sex scene, which they scrapped, which I don't think would have worked in this movie anyway.
Yeah.
But, and again, who knows how much of that is true, but that was the biggest thing, was like, apparently they did not get along.
You know, and I don't know these people, but I could see at this time what this is in the height, because where did other Vince Vaughn movies fall in between this time?
So Reese wins her Oscar in 05.
Okay. Just,
so that's a few years before. Old School is 04. Wedding Crashers is 05. So they are both, in a way, kind of at the peak of their powers.
Oh, my gosh. And I could see her. Well, and yeah, she's married at this point with children. Okay. So she's just has her head on her shoulder straight. He's a single man doing great. I don't know if he's single, but. You know.
I don't either. That's a bold thing to
anyways,
say.
Anyways, he probably. Well, you know, a not married man. I don't think he was married.
So, and everything that I just searched their names, and apparently they did not get along. I mean, apparently it's even though if you look at recent things, it looks like they did not get along while they were shooting. So a clashing of personalities seems to have happened on set.
Okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't have thought that watching, which is a good thing.
Right? I want to.
You didn't like go, something seems
no,
off.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't at all.
So there you
go. I'm going to bring something up. This is one of my other starred notes, and we know this from experience. So I'm just going to read what I wrote and let you know. And I think you'll know how to run with this.
Okay.
Playing games with your couple brings out the worst in people.
Oh.
Because that game of taboo they play, that's when the separation really starts.
Oh, God.
And when we play certain games together, we fucking end up hating each
other. Hold on, because you want to know what my note during that scene was? I didn't even go there. My note was the way his brother and sister-in-law play the game is the way Adam and I would play the game. When we are on...
When we're on the same,
team.
Yes.
We will kill it. And we will also rub it in your face.
We will fucking destroy you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we won't rub it in your face, but we will destroy
you. We will
you to
on
the
way
where
home.
We,
yeah. Yeah.
Destroy you. That's great. The St. John's are the destroyers. When we play on opposite teams, yeah. It's just not good. Especially like the one game that we just can't play. We don't even own it.
We know we do still.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. It came in that big batch of games. Babe, I guarantee if we went upstairs right now.
I guarantee
now,
if we go upstairs
okay,
right now.
So we're not going to look right now.
Okay.
But like side bet, we'll decide the penalty later. But
okay,
phase
I'm
10
is
sure
up
there.
I'm pretty sure we got rid of it.
I'm pretty sure we have it. Ugh. I can't wait
it's
to
phase
win this
10.
Bet.
Yep. Anyways, I'm gonna win it. I just cleaned out that game closet today.
Whatever you say.
Phase 10 though. That is the game where we are like.
I don't think this is the first time we've mentioned phase 10 on the pod.
<haven't
laughs> Which is real. That's how deep in our blood this game is. It lives with us.
But that was bad. Like the moment, yeah.
And this was a game that my grandma taught me. That like, I was like, oh, what a fun game. And
phase
then I teach you.
Taboo?
No, phase 10.
Oh.
And now that we've gotten like, fuck you, Melissa. Fuck this game and fuck this. And,
yeah,
it's intense. But no, I
pretty sure we do tell each other fuck you during the game.
Probably. Yeah. But like the way that Jon Favreau and his wife were like knowing everything. Like there are just ways that like when you know each other that well, which in a very depraved way in which the movie showed it, like I think that's what they were trying to say is like just because you've known each other for so long, that's not a bad thing. Like it's funny, I think we're in the phase of our relationship where we've gotten past the point where it's like the fact that maybe you would disagree. So if I'm saying this and I'm wrong, you could just, you know, yell at me. But there's a period I feel like where, oh God, we know everything about each other. Like, oh, great. But like now we're at that, not now, but like we've been at this point where we do know each other. And like the fact that we do know what we like and what we don't like. Like sometimes we'll intentionally do things that the one doesn't like because we know it's kind of funny, or like we know it's like,
yeah.
And so like we're at the point in our relationship where
we can have fun with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yes.
I get
that. We're not John Favreau and his wife.
The first few years in your relationship, yeah, it's fun. You're learning about things.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you find things out and you're like, oh shit, like what the fuck, you know, and then you get to that comfortable stage where you're just like, nothing's new. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, you're where we are, which hopefully couples can make it past that.
Well, and that's
because it does get better. There is a moment where it's like you look, and then you just play into the fact that you know everything and you can just have fun with it.
Well, assuming that those things that you know don't bug you to fucking like go crazy, right? But no, but like I just think that, yeah, I agree with you. Like when we're against each other in a game, not good.
No.
But like if we were on the same team.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I just remember that one time we went to your family's like.
It's just the family reunion thing. Yeah.
You know, where you, I don't know, every summer your family did something big and they would play all these games and
yes.
do all these things. And we showed up. Now, they were all drinking and so they weren't as, you know, coherent.
Hey, that's on them.
But yeah, we fucking killed it. And then we like won every game. We were like, peace. Like we just left as winners.
Well, almost literally because we went to Indiana very soon after that. So we were like, not just bye, but like, we're going to move.
Yeah.
Peace.
Anyways. Yeah, we're competitive together.
And also why I empathize with these characters, because that was not necessarily a fun event being around all of my family for all that long period of time.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, I get it. I get them. I get it. Yeah.
So we're at the Cougar Den.
Yeah.
Anything else there that other than the baby getting hit in the head, which I thought was great.
That was not at the Cougar Den.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. That was at the first house.
Yeah.
She got spit up on.
Yes.
That's what happened at that house, which
was violent and sudden.
Violent and sudden. You did jump. Your loud scared me. That was scary. But then immediately following seeing Vince Vaughn's reactions and his over the top, like it. Oh my god!
I can't be around this.
He's like, please leave. Just leave. Just.
I will throw up.
God, there were like key moments that I was like, this is great. This is
well,
phenomenal.
And really, the first two houses, because you got to include church with the second one. That's the meat of it. Because because when we get to Vince Vaughn's mom's house, like it's funny that his friend is dating his mom, but it's really short.
It's
a
so
short scene. And then the car ride is the more like, she's like, I took a test. I'm not pregnant, but you know, and he's like really skittish about it. And then her dad's house is the final house. And that's where John Voight is.
And he doesn't even get out. Basically,
no.
He's like,
And I will say they played it long enough where I was like, because at first I wrote, he's coming back, and he does, but they took it their time.
Oh, which
they definitely made it
too. I was like, oh shit, this is.
But there was something, and I will say, I think there is a real. There's two really great. There's a great like poignant kind of storytelling moment, and then there's a great cinematic moment at their house. You know, John Voight's talking about, I, you know, a few years ago, I couldn't imagine having this group of people in the same room together, right? And there is something. And I, you know, I give my mom and my dad credit. You know, they divorced young, and I'm not going to air their dirty laundry, but apparently it was a rocky marriage at times. But the fact that they, you know, years later, you know, they hang out and they're cordial.
Oh my God,
you
can't even count how many times we've had family events.
Yes.
They're together,
but that's not an easy thing.
No, and you actually want to know what's funny? I think your mom and dad in the same room is so much more relaxing than like I don't even know how to say it. It's like your dad and his family, or your mom and her family. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like it's just
everybody. Yeah,
I
got
it's
you.
Just so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way John Voight explained that is kind of like that.
Well, and that's
really
somebody
liked having that moment.
Yes, I did too. And then there's a great. This is just like a cinematic thing, but like empty space. Usually, when you frame a shot, you don't want there to be a significant amount of empty space. But when they're doing Grace, and there's a huge empty space Vince Vaughn should be. It's just a really good shot.
Yeah.
And so I thought that moment around the table was really well done. I thought that was a really great cinematic storytelling moment.
And God, was this right before where, this had to be in the car. Cause I think, was it Vince Vaughn who said love means never having to you're sorry?
Cause he's, yeah.
And that has been in other movies. What's the most iconic movie that has been in?
Love Story from 1970 is the movie that's quoted from.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've always had a problem with that line.
I do too. I fucking hate that line.
Cause I'm, it's like,
that's a cop out. It's an excuse.
Yeah. I'm like, love means never having to say you're sorry. Oh my God. Like actually being in relationships and like having things that happen where you hear I'm sorry, you need that.
Do you remember? I used that in Chelsea's, when I was the officiant at Chelsea's wedding. I said, not only does love mean having to say you're sorry, I said, love means having to say you're sorry before you've done something wrong. I made a joke out of it, but I was love means apologizing Yeah, because I think that line, love means never having to say you're sorry, implies that like you can do things that are not great and then not have to talk about it. Like that's what when I hear that line, that's what I think.
Right. And like the way it was probably written was like,
it was meant to be a sweet
line.
So
much. You're not doing anything wrong or something.
Yes.
Where, oh my God. But yeah, he said that. And I was like, it also was like, I hate that line, but this isn't the right time to say something like that after the day you guys have had.
Exactly. Exactly.
This doesn't sound right. No, it definitely, we saw this entire relationship. Well, first of all, it seemed like the longest day of my life.
Oh, God. Hell of a day.
Where I did at the end go, can any couple survive a day like this? Like, honestly. It's hard enough going to like one side of the family's house for like an hour.
Do you know what I would say though? The fact that they don't have kids, I would say yes.
Yeah.
If you're trucking around kids with you during this whole thing, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Because that's,
and like
that's
the,
a lot.
The big family events that we've had have been like our kids' birthday parties because we would invite them. But the great thing about that is we're focused on our kids and nobody else. So we're just not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Families are hard. And God, I mean, if this movie just teaches you anything, everybody's family has problems, honestly.
Well, like, and their own thing. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me just feel really good about going, well, I really love our family.
Well, I mean,
our family traditions. We've been blessed with our families to be very supportive of you have a family
because we're literally approaching Christmas again, right. And guess what? We're gonna be here in Michigan.
It's gonna be the four of us.
We're not gonna go home and see family. And
we
so
just had Thanksgiving. It was yesterday.
It sure was.
And we were here, and it was just the four of us, and it was so nice.
Yeah, it was.
Really.
Yeah.
Not trying to say family is not nice, but
no,
you know.
But it's like, and if we, because here's the thing, if we were still in Washington, I'm sure we would have seen somebody or done something. Like we would have. I know this. But you're right. It's like, it is nice when you can just enjoy, like, I feel like I'm now on a soapbox, but it's like, it's not, we're not dissing our families, but it's like, your core, like when you're growing up, right? Your family are your siblings and your parents.
Yes.
Until you have your own family, and then your family is your spouse and your kids.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against my siblings or my parents, but like, my parents are spread across the planet now with my mom being in Mexico, and it's like, yeah, no, and I have a wife and two kids, and like, no, that's who I'm meant to be around right now. So I get it. I'm with you.
Good. So the way this movie ends is Vince Vaughn comes back.
I love that you've taken this over. This is great.
Oh,
no, take us through. This is great.
So Vince Vaughn ends up showing back up. He knocks on the door of Kate's dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And his speech that he gives.
Well, if you're going to have one, you got to have two.
Let me tell you. And you're going to have to like quote it because I didn't write any of these lines down because I was just like this.
I just liked the other.
So real and so nice because, God, like he starts off and again, like you can these aren't the exact words, but he starts off basically being like, if you're going to have one, you need to have two. They're like dogs.
Yeah, you got to have one to be with the other.
You know, if you have one, then you can't leave them because you feel bad. But if you have two, somebody to
And
play
are we
with.
Doing private school? Because if we're doing private school, then we got to worry about polo and yeah. Well, and what I liked too was when, you know, he's like, we're not having the conversation about kids and marriage. But if we were, but if we do, like, this is an important conversation to have. And like, there's, like they call them walking tax shelters. And we're not going to, it's not going to be slave labor. They're going to be learning something.
Yeah.
And it's a very funny
we'll
way.
Pay them for choice.
And I will say that the fact that they go, like, we're just talking about it. That's the second time you just hit yourself in the eye with your straw.
Wow.
I wasn't going to call it the first time, but you did it again, and it's like,
I forget that I'm having a straw there. Okay.
That was very funny. You know, because we got married and then almost immediately got pregnant. And so the fact that that's pretty much what happens.
No.
I know that. Right. But like, that seems to be what happened with these two as well.
Yes.
It's very funny. The full circle moment of both being caught on the news again.
With their flight being delayed out of San Francisco.
Yes. And then being caught on camera as the New Year's baby.
The first baby born in the hospital. And it's just like. Oh.
But then the throw up moment again.
Oh.
That because, and what's even better about it is it hits him. Like it's on him
it's
too.
Like in his mouth. I don't
he
know if
says
really
it. He says it's in his mouth. Yeah, it's very funny.
You saw where it actually hit. I think that had to be a line that he added because that was just like perfect how it shot.
I'm sure. Now I'm not trying to wrap us up. But this is under an hour, and usually our episodes go over. But like this movie, I think like we've been right to the point. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm not wrapping this up.
I thought you were gonna say that this ended up being longer than the movie because we talked about our own.
No, we're at 54 minutes.
This, I really enjoyed this movie. I'm shocked I actually haven't seen this sooner.
Yeah, me too.
And I would totally add this to our. Holiday movie list to watch again. I would totally watch this again.
And I speculate that part of the reason why this movie got so negatively reviewed on its initial release was that it just seemed like it was another Vince Vaughn or Reese Witherspoon comedy. And maybe it was, right? Maybe in the grand scheme of things, like it's like, Jesus, you two, give it a rest. Like maybe we'd like hit like a roadblock with them as performers. Yeah. And I got to be honest, when I had no interest in seeing this. I remember the trailer. And
I don't remember this movie at all.
I don't know what the music is. And somebody's going to hear this and get very mad at me. But you know, the music that goes, do, 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 ba, 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 ba.
Beethoven, isn't it?
It might be. But you know what I'm talking about, though?
I don't know if that's Beethoven.
One of the classical computers. But like, they played that over the trailer. And it seemed like a really ridiculous slapstick kind of comedy. Because it showed a lot of like Jon Favreau beating up.
Okay.
And the kids in the bouncy house with, right? But like, and yes, it is a silly comedy. I'm not trying to make it sound like it's not. But I do think that it's actually, there's some really kind of poignant moments. And it's not like, it's not an hour 50 comedy. Again, it's, in fact, what this movie is missing, I think we could have used 5 to 6 more minutes of just our Oscar winners doing more acting. That's what I wanted. I wanted more with our elder statesmen of actors doing more. Sissy Spacek and John Voight are in this movie to combined for like 5 minutes.
Oh, they did not have a lot.
I think like find more reason to get them in it.
So I have three and it wasn't until the end, but my end one is similar to yours. So okay. My first one was Faith Hill.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're missing Faith Hill.
Well, sure.
I think Faith Hill could have been,
Would
have been fun.
Where was his wife?
It would have been fun if she, not that, it would have been fun if she was like the wife of the brother, not Tim McGraw's character, but the other.
Oh, Jon Favreau?
That would have been fun, but that woman was really good.
Yeah.
Or if she was one of the sisters. It just would have been fun to see her. It also would have been fun to see an Academy Award in this movie, like in the background.
A statue?
Like, you know, when like he goes into his bedroom at the end and you're seeing all the trophies, just have a random Academy Award in the back for like, who would have noticed it? But like those people that are like, holy shit, there's an Academy Award right there for all the Academy. And then my final one was when the movie actually ended with, because I thought it was going to end where it was like a year later, Christmas, they have a baby or she's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved to see all of the families together in one. And that would have been fun to see, like, all, like, kind of give, mixing what you're saying.
Give Vince Vaughn a moment to say, like, I couldn't thought about having all these people in the same room together kind
right,
of thing.
And having all the Academy Award winners in one room.
Well,
but
I mean,
that
come
would
on.
Been amazing. Anyways, so yeah.
Well, there you go.
Those are mine.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Really enjoyed this movie. Thank you for buying it.
I think we're both answering that this is a good movie.
Movie.
I know.
There's there wasn't much of a story plot, but in these kind of movies, like, you don't need that. Like, if they really would have made this a bigger, longer plot to a movie or something, I would have been, no.
And,
it
and
was
like,
the right amount of time, the right
yeah.
amount of people. It was, we laughed, we enjoyed it. There you go.
And it's not like it's even...
It doesn't need depth.
No, well, no, but it also doesn't need to go where some of these other comedies were. Like it wasn't a gross out movie, or there wasn't like the baby throw up was just enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's about the grossest thing that happens. And like, if you've had a kid, you're like, that shit happens.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Nothing was gratuitous. Nothing felt schmaltzy. Like the review said, like it felt like. You know, or like a really bad day.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot going on and you're dealing with it.
It's really funny because when you say, if you've had a kid, you know this. I just have to say a story. I'm going to do it because this podcast isn't that long. So I'm just going to tell a quick story.
All right.
Right after we had Stella, excuse me. No. Yes, it was Stella. We moved back to Washington.
Okay.
And I'm working at a spa. And, you know, we... were young parents, mm-hmm. younger parents mm-hmm. with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So you worked really early in the morning. You would come home. We would do that trade-off.
Uh-huh.
Well, at some point during that trade-off, I must have been holding Stella, but I was dressed in my work clothes. And we switched off. We left. I go to work. And I swear it was like every time I look, like turned my head to the right, I just smelt something like, you know, that.
Not a good smell.
Baby throw up smell. And I was like, God, what is it? It was like towards the end of my day, a new girl comes up, or not a new girl, but somebody that comes right onto their shift right as I'm leaving, basically was like, you have like white stuff all over your back. And I like went into the bathroom and looked over my right shoulder, and down my right shoulder in the back of me was like spit up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right before I left, Stella must have spit up over my shoulder towards the back of me. And that, anytime I turned my head, that's what I was smelling. But nobody told me this throughout the day. And you know people saw it.
Oh, like, yeah, because people suck.
Anyways,
yes.
Those are those fun stories that you can remember and talk about and be like, children are fantastic.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like, I mean.
Parenthood.
You're totally like, I guess the last personal thing I'll say is like, you're totally right. When I was in grad school, when I was like so focused on it being an actor and all that stuff, like having kids was the last thing I wanted to do. But like it's like, but once you have them, as long as you're not a piece of shit, you could not imagine your life before it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so
hard, and there are definitely bad days, and then there are great
and like,
days
and
followed by really bad days.
Talk about stories though. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it, and the way that this movie ended just made me go like, oh my gosh, I can't. The stories that these people are going to have now having to tell their family.
We didn't tell you we were pregnant.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, what's going to happen? So I related. Loved it. It was funny.
I thoroughly enjoyed
it. We'll totally watch it again.
I mean, this
I'm a little bummed to hear that those two didn't get along.
Yeah.
To
me, this is like, and this is a totally different movie, but like, this reminds me a lot of Mr. Woodcock, which was like a comedy that was like panned, but like, we watch it. We were like, I don't know. This is funny. It's just a funny movie, and I get it. So,
Oh my God. And there were two other lines. I'm sorry. I have to say.
Do it.
Okay. So when, right after we have the performance of a lifetime, and he's comparing himself to Celine Dion in the car.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
That was great.
But also, God, the moment where he is comparing his life to Shawshank.
Yes, that's earlier. Yes.
Oh my God. It was like these little gems that you are getting throughout the movie just makes it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just, I love movies like this. And I feel bad. I don't make us watch a lot of these kind of movies because I'm all about, like, my horror movies. But this is fun.
No, this was, this
I
was
like to smile.
Yeah. So. No, this was, this was entertaining from top to bottom. It wasn't overly long.
No.
And it was great to see so many kind of familiar faces in it. So that's honestly a glowing review for both of us on Four Christmases. So you can find us on all the places where you listen to podcasts. We're on Instagram and Twitter or X or whatever the fuck it's called. And, you know, maybe we'll get another one of these in before the end of the year. I don't
yes,
know. You know,
we are.
Oh, we will. There we go. Yes. We don't know what it is. And, you know, I'm sure I'll give this spiel at the end of that episode, but we'll probably take a brief hiatus because we do, you know, as we want. Although, who knows? We're in Michigan. We'll be snowed in, so maybe we'll give you a shitload of episodes.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Wild card, bitches.
No. But until our next movie,
yeah,
not necessarily shitty movie.
Right.
I am Adam,
and I'm Melissa,
and
I'm
thanks,
Melissa. I'm slurring already.
You want? We're gonna keep all this in, but do you want to take it back? I'm
Until.
Adam. Oh, okay. Oh. Are you? You're going to start it.
Until our next movie, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Adam.
That's what happens when you drink wine.
And thanks
for tuning in.